morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible. This is Pastor David. The purpose of this program is to grow your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. And we are looking at the three middle chapters, key chapters in the book of Romans written by Paul that explain how to live a successful life through faith in Jesus Christ as you seek to apply the Bible to your life. And we're looking at some of those key verses this week. Paul asked the question, we looked yesterday at Romans 6:1, shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? And what Paul is doing here is saying, hey, some people will hear the good news of the gospel that I am a sinner because I have violated God's law, but God is gracious and God wants to forgive and God has provided a free gift of righteousness and forgiveness through Jesus' death and resurrection. And so God can forgive all my sins, and that makes God look great, gracious, glorious. And so the more I sin, the better God looks. So, Paul, are you saying that it's good for me to sin a whole lot because that makes God look even more loving and even more gracious? And Paul says no. So we're talking now in Romans 6 about how something changes the moment we believe in Jesus Christ with our relationship to sin. And we've seen that Paul has defined that sin prior to believing in Jesus is in us, dominates us. He calls us slaves of sin, and therefore we die. Paul will sum up this chapter in verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And he's talking about these two states. Before we came to know Jesus Christ, we were sinning, we were accumulating something that was owed to us, our wages, which is death. But when we believe in Jesus Christ, now we have the gift of God, which is eternal life. Now, eternal life doesn't mean simply that now we get to go to heaven when we die, even though we've sinned and are sinning. No, for Paul, eternal life here has also this element of not sinning. In other words, the opposite of eternal life is sin and death. All right, so when we stop sin and death, now we have eternal life. So believing in Jesus and having the gift of eternal life means that our relationship to sin is different. And you see that as you read actually all the verses reading up to Romans 6:23. So very often, Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord, is used to say, see, no matter how much you sin, that's not what determines if you go to heaven or not. It's receiving the free gift of eternal life. And meaning, so sin is irrelevant. You can sin as much as you want. You don't have to actually turn from your sin or repent from sin or have a different relationship to sin. You just have to believe in Jesus and you can keep on sinning, but you'll get the gift of eternal life, meaning going to heaven. And what I'm saying is that's exactly what Paul says he's not saying. He starts off by saying, shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. He's almost responding to this kind of modern presentation of the gospel. He's saying, don't think that what I'm saying means that you don't need to worry about sin or that you can go ahead and just sin all you want and never need to be concerned with sin. No, Paul says that believing in Jesus means now you don't want to sin anymore. You want to flee from sin. You want to turn from sin. That's part of what it means to believe in Jesus. So Paul says in Romans 6:2, we are those, meaning we Christians who have believed in Jesus, if you're truly a Christian, not just saying, oh yeah, I'm a Christian. But no, if you truly are putting your hope of salvation on Jesus Christ and he is in your life and he has changed you, then we are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Now, in that verse, Paul's clearly saying our relationship, if you have a relationship with Jesus, then you have a completely different relationship to sin. Sin was powerful over your life. You were a slave to sin. Now you've died to sin. I don't know how much more a relationship can change than when you die to that relationship. So he says, we are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? You're not going to live in sin, where sin is just part of your life and accepted as normal, and, well, I sin this way and that way, and that's just who I am, and so I'm going to keep sinning. But thank goodness I've believed in Jesus, so I'm going to heaven. No, if you've really believed in Jesus, you don't have that kind of attitude towards sin. You have died to sin, so how can you live in it any longer? Verse 3, or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. So becoming a Christian, and by the way, no one is born a Christian. No one just grows up as a Christian. You may have become a Christian early in your life as a child, and you don't remember exactly when it was or the circumstances or where you were. But everyone who is a true Christian, there was a moment in time where you were not a Christian, and the next moment you were. There was a moment when you were not saved, and then you believed in Jesus, and now you are saved. And your relationship to sin changed. You died to it. You died a death, and now you live a new life. A whole new life began that moment you believed in Jesus Christ for salvation. And so Paul says, it's like you were buried with Christ when he was buried. When he died, you died. And you were raised to this new life when he came to life. When he came up out of the tomb, you came out of death into this new life. And so this picture of Jesus dying, being buried, and rising from the dead is what it means to be a Christian, to be in Christ, or to have Christ in you, is to be with him in some way, to die with him and be raised to this new life. That's what happens. That's what a conversion is. That's what getting saved is this death with Christ and then rising to walk a new life. And Paul uses the picture of baptism here, going into the water and coming out of the water. And he's saying that's what baptism in a church, you know, when you get saved, I believe in our church, we baptize people who have been saved by putting them in the water and then coming out. Now, not that that ceremony saves them, but it is a picture of what has actually happened spiritually inside their life, that they have been buried with Christ and raised to walk in new life. So if we have this new life, then we don't continue on in sin just like we always did before. Now, again, that doesn't mean we're perfect now. That doesn't mean we don't fall into sin. We see examples of this. I've talked about this. But we no longer live in sin. Now, what does that mean? Well, we're going to have to keep reading to find out what that means. So Romans 6, verse 5 says, for if we have been united with him, meaning Jesus, in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his. You see, you can't believe in Jesus and not die to your sin and then be united in a resurrection, come to new life. You're going to live differently. You're going to think differently. You're going to have new desires. Paul continues in verse 6, for we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. There it is. We're no longer slaves to sin. Now, it doesn't mean that we never sin. It doesn't mean that we're completely free from the effects of sin, but we are no longer slaves to sin. We've died with Christ, so now we're free from sin. Because, Paul says in Romans 6, 7, anyone who has died has been set free from sin. So we somehow, through Christ's death, we're able to join with him. This is a spiritual thing. This is a mystery. But this is what happens for all who believe in Jesus. We're joined with him in his death. We die to sin. And therefore, when we come alive again, we're united with Jesus in his resurrection, we're now set free from sin. Our death and resurrection has freed us from the power of sin. And that has all kinds of implications. And we'll talk about that tomorrow. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.